after the divorce ended, there was a lot of crying, of course, a lot of God, why me? And then there was a point where I just stopped going to church for at least about a month or two. I just stopped going.
Behind every smile is a story of pain, strength, and resilience. The Blueprint Podcast is where those stories are told, where we heal, evolve, and reclaim what's ours. And whether you're a woman finding her voice or a man ready to listen and grow, this space is for you. Together, we rise back into her. Before we begin, please note that today's conversation may include topics that could be sensitive or triggering. Listener's discretion is advised. Hey friends, welcome back to The Blueprint. I'm Yannick and I'm your host, your sister and your friend, and I'm so glad you're here. Before we dive in, I want to pause and say thank you for tuning in week after week, but I got to ask, have you been enjoying them? We've had some powerful conversation and I'm sure you may have resonated with some of them. Each one has been special in its own way. Now I'd love to hear from you. Drop a comment, leave a review, or send me a message and let me know what's been resonating with you the most. It also makes sure I keep bringing you the conversation you want to hear. And if you have not yet subscribed, please do so and share it with a friend. You can donate as well. So please see the Buy Me a Coffee link in the description below, and you can donate that way. All right, let's get into today's episode. I have someone truly inspiring joining me today. Adrienne is a wife, mom, bonus grandma, an author, businesswoman who has been selling paparazzi accessories for over 5 years. She's passionate about empowering women, founding Women Transition into Purpose back in 2014, and most recently, launching the Women's Alliance in 2024. Adrienne grew up in a God-fearing home, and to this day, she continues to trust God daily as she inspires others. So, today, Adrienne is sharing her powerful journey on transformation from being that quiet and shy little girl to becoming the confident woman of purpose she is now. Her story is going to remind you that no matter what you've been through, your past doesn't disqualify you. It can actually be the push into your purpose. So without further ado, let's welcome Adrienne to The Blueprint. Welcome, Adrienne.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. And yourself?
I am blessed.
Awesome. Grateful. Well, yes. Thank you for being here. We really appreciate you saying yes to The Blueprint. And I can't wait to get into this conversation with you today. So to get started, I'd love to start with you just telling us, who is Adrienne? Outside of all the titles, who are you today?
I am a woman first, of course. I am a mom, a wife. And, you know, I just like to empower others. That's who I am. You know, I have a big heart. And, you know, when you have a big heart, you know, it's just the giving keeps on going.
The giving keeps on going. I love that. So she's a mom, she's a wife, and she's a giver. So we're going to take it all the way back and understand who Adrienne was as a little girl. You mentioned that she was a quiet and shy girl that grew up in the church. And so I want you to walk us through your journey as a kid, being the shy one, and how that shaped your life.
Oh, my goodness. You would never think that I was shy because now I like... My husband called me the social butterfly. And I'm like, well, if you knew me when I was a little girl, I was very shy to the point, you know, people talk to me and then I'll talk to them back. But if you didn't say anything to me, I was not saying anything to you. But now it's totally different where, I love to talk to people. I love to empower people. And I think just, my parents, my dad is a minister and my mom is a pastor.
Okay.
So just having those figures of, God and family, it has definitely shaped me to, keep God first and, to spread
yes.
his message, to spread your heart amongst everybody. So,
yeah.
I would never thought that I would be this person that I am today. I don't look like what I've been through. I tell a lot of people that I don't look like what I've been through.
And that's it. We should not be walking around looking like what we've been through. Woman, you don't have to look like what you've been through, okay? And I'm sure Adrian is going to walk us through some of the things that she's been through and how she overcame them, okay? So let's shift gear to age 18. And you probably know what's coming. You got married at age 18 and you
yes.
became a mother after. What was that like and what lessons did those early responsibility teach you?
Okay, getting married at 18. I'm not saying that I planned it exactly, but just meeting my son's father at the time we were married, and the only two people that were for us getting married was my mom and his mother. So we did have two people that was like, okay, you guys are grown technically. 18 is where the world say, oh, you grown, you can do whatever you want to do. But, we did have mothers that really, trusted us enough to say, you know what? We're going to trust you. You have our blessing. And at the time, I was living in Ohio. And Ohio was a country town. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. So if you ever been there, you're like, okay, the city life and kind of the country life. So I wanted to kind of like get out. Like every person, I'm not going to say just woman, every young person, they want to fly. They want to spread their wings once they get up in age and say, okay, I really want to explore the world. And I think I was at that point, not thinking that, okay, exploring the world was getting married at 18, but it happened and it lasted 6 years.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I would say that, it shaped me to be the woman that I am, the good, the bad, the ugly. And here I am.
Here you are. Did you ever get to travel and see the world outside of just being married?
I will say at that age, no. But at that time, he did. He was in the Marines. He was in the Marines. But I did not travel the world when he was in the Marines. So did I see other places? Yes, because I was living in Ohio and he moved me all the way to Richmond, Virginia. And I had never been to Richmond, Virginia.
So your ex-husband was also 18 at the time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So
He's 1 year older than me. He's 1 year older than me.
Okay.
So 80s, and I was born in 81. So there's a time where we're both the same age. And then,
Yes. So do you advise as a woman that got married at a young age, do you advise getting married at a young age?
Knowing what I know now, I would say no. Only because I would honestly say I did not know who I was as a woman at 18. I did not really know who I was. I didn't fully know what I liked, what I didn't like. I didn't fully know what did I want to do as a career, as, job. Yeah. I really didn't know who I was. So, no, I don't advise anybody getting married at that young age until you really have explored and know what you like. Because I can truly say that not knowing who I was, it really was like, okay, trial and error. It's a lot of trial and error. So yeah, I deal with a lot of that. But again, it made me the woman who I am.
Yeah, a lot of people will argue that trial and error is not such a bad thing because you get to experience and make your own mistakes.
Yes.
Your marriage ended at the age of 26. That's a huge life-changing experience. Getting married at 18, divorced at 26. And by that time, did you only have one child?
Yes, because we got married in 2000. At 23, that's when I had my first child. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what did that season reveal to you about yourself? Because we're transitioning from 18, where you don't know much about yourself and you're doing a lot of trial and errors. And now you're 26, getting the divorce. What did that season reveal to you about yourself?
I will tell you, it was a very dark season for me. Because seeing that, you know, he took me away from my whole family to move me to Virginia. And then to see that at that time he was all I had, it was like, it was kind of a dark season because my family was still miles and miles away.
Yes.
So it was like, okay, the friends we had together wasn't always likely to still be friends with me. Because, you know, yeah. You have joint friends, sometimes they turn their back.
Pick a side. Yes. Yeah.
They turn their back.
Especially them to that person. So, yeah.
Yeah. So okay. I definitely all of that.
And I can resonate with that because I moved all the way from Jamaica to America because my ex-husband. So I completely understand. We may not have lived the same experience, but definitely understand being far away from family and not knowing who to turn to. I remember during my season of darkness, it was like, I don't have any friends. I don't know anybody. I'm strange country. I have a son. I'm getting a divorce. Like, who do I turn to? So it was very dark for me as well. So I can understand that.
Yeah, very, very dark.
Yeah. But guess what? We saw the light, right? And during that time of darkness, did you turn to God? Because I know God is your foundation. Is that where you turned to? Or how did you get out of that darkness to start to see the light?
So I will be honest and say that after the divorce ended, there was a lot of crying, of course, a lot of God, why me? And then there was a point where I just stopped going to church for at least about a month or two. I just stopped going. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a whole church family, you know, at least I did have a church family, but I just stopped. Shut everybody out because that's just where I was. I just felt alone, even though they were there. Sometimes you just felt like you just feel alone. And I just felt really alone where I didn't turn to God.
Did you blame him during that season?
Did I blame God for that in that season? A little bit I did because I felt as though we all want to do God's will. We all want to do his will. However, we are not perfect. We are not God. God is the only one that's perfect. I did blame him a little bit because I'm like, I'm in this lonely place. You moved me here, or I'm not going to say he moved me there. I moved here because I was stepping out into my own. And in that, I just thought it was going to go up and up and up. You know, I didn't know I was still young. And, you know, for me to go down after 6 years, it was just like, okay, what do I do now? You know, it pushed me to really be independent. It pushed me to really be independent. And I, you know, at some point I did have to lean on God. When you don't have anything else, you have to just go back and say, okay, God, I'm here. Help me.
Yes. Was there a specific moment during that time that he revealed to you, like he showed up, renew your faith in him that, hey, I'm still here. I'm still God. I still got your back. Was there a specific moment that he showed that to you?
Yeah. Once I went back to my first love, because that's what they say, when you have stepped out of his will and then you go back. Okay, I went back to my first love. And, you know, I really started focusing on, you know, okay, God, show me the way. Show me the right way to go. And out of nowhere, he just started telling me to write. And out of just the abundance of my heart, I started writing things about my life. I started writing poetry out of my life. And I didn't think I had that in me. I didn't think I had poetry in me. I would write just, you know, there was moments I would just write, put on some music, some slow music, and I would just, words would just flow. And, you know, I would show my girlfriends and they'd be like, this is good. You should put this in a book. So it's in a book now. And it just went from there. It's like those moments you just don't know what's in you, but God knows what's in you.
God knows what's in you. Wow. So you just started putting it pen to paper and that's amazing. So a lot of women struggle with confidence, especially after a divorce or a breakup. Like they question, why me? What did I do wrong? Why didn't this work? Did you go through a phase like that?
Absolutely. And I think the next thing that, you know, often that we do as women, we go and find other love that really don't mean us no good. That's what I did. I looked for love in all the wrong places because to fill that lonely void. And, you know, it didn't work. I'm just going to be honest. It did not work. But
it did not work.
You know, it grew me up. It matured me. And, you know, that brought out a lot. God began to pour a lot into me that I didn't think I had in me.
Yeah, you touch on a very good point of women seeking that validation, seeking that love, seeking that comfort from men or whoever they choose to partner with. And it's not the right approach. What would you say to them, considering you did that, it didn't work? Well, it did work eventually because she is married now, guys, but we'll get to that in a few moments. But you had to kiss a lot of frogs before you get to that point of finding your person. So what would you say to women when leaving a breakup? Because we're seeing it right now with Cardi B.
Yeah.
To take it there. We're seeing it now with Cardi B and many others. She went through a very bad breakup with Offset and cried and cried until she found someone. And the next thing, too much fun led to where she's at now, as she put it. So what would you say to women who rush into situations like that?
I would really say, you know, of course, pray. Praying is healing. And that's one thing that we run away from is the healing part. Healing from all of the scars and all of the hurt and all of the disappointment. We run from that because we don't want to do it alone. We want to be codependent on other people. Like, I need my girlfriends to, you know, walk me through this. I need my mom or whoever it may be. We run and we have to, you know, we feel like we have to do it with other people. When that's not... Yeah. That's not what it is. We have to do it alone because, you know, not alone, but us and God. You know, only God can help you heal through any situation. So I would say, you know, take that time. Feel the situation. Sit in it. Sit in it.
Yeah.
Because that is the only way you're going to not be dependent on other people when those tough times come. You have to sit in it. Yeah. And you have to heal by yourself. With God.
I agree, ladies. Please take the time to heal. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much power in understanding who you are, healing through whatever pain, and stepping back out there. When you go out there as that broken girl, a broken woman, all you're attracting are people who are preying on you, and that's not the way. So, let's segue into confidence. We mentioned confidence, and how did you start to regain your confidence? What steps did you take to rebuild yours?
It was a lot of, I started reading, you know, just those motivational books. And when God revealed to me that I was able to write out of my pain and hurt and all of that, I turned to writing. And it really helped me to the point where after the writing, he gave me a very good idea to start my women's group, which I've had for 11 years.
Okay. And
God told me to start that group, and the group is called Women Transitioning into Purpose.
Okay.
What
inspired it? Well, you mentioned God, but what else was going on during that time?
After or before the group?
To create the group. So you mentioned you were going through your transition, working on yourself, and you created Women Transitioning into Purpose. So is that you thinking through where you were at with your divorce and decided, you know what, if I'm going through all this, other women may be going through the same thing. So let's create this Women Transition into Purpose group. Is that how that was formed?
Absolutely. Okay. And you know, I felt like, you know, we all as women go through the same thing, if not the same, at the same time, at different times. We can relate to each other, you know, so much. And so it started off as conference calls. This was before the Facebook Lives and all of that. I did the conference calls where you dial the number, then you got to put in the PIN. Advertise that, and it started growing slowly but surely. I had, you know, other women come on and tell their stories. And like I said, nobody was seeing like we're seeing each other. It was basically everybody hearing the story. Yes. And they were empowered by just hearing the stories of other women. Because you have women that think, oh, nobody is going through, nobody will understand what I'm going through. But they do. They do understand. So if it's not somebody that you know understand, there's another woman across the world that can relate to what you've been through.
Yes, that's true. And since recently, 2024, you've also launched the Women's Alliance group. Is it a group or what exactly is Women's Alliance?
It's a community group that I formed based on. It's crazy how this even started. So one day I'm on the app. I don't know if you've heard of Nextdoor.
Yes.
It's an app. So I go on there and just scrolling. And, you know, I begin to see women from, you know, just moving to Georgia. Oh, I'm looking to find my tribe, or I'm looking for, you know, somebody that can do this for me or whatever like that. And I just went out on a limb and I said, okay, God, if this is you, I'm going to put a post out and just ask people, like, okay, would you like to form an alliance? One where we can empower each other, one where we can, you know, make sure that everybody's okay. And lo and behold, not even 24 hours, I had 200 comments on that post.
What?
Now, I don't know them and they don't know me.
Yes.
I got an overwhelming response. And I'm like, okay, God, I guess this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Exactly. Wow.
So we're a year in. And, you know, I will honestly say, you know, there were some women that, you know, they were looking for more than what my purpose of the group was. And that's okay. It's okay. Everybody is not going to stay. However, the people that are still a part of it, they really can relate to the mission and the purpose. And, you know, I just say it is one of those groups where I never thought coming. This is my first in-person group because the other one is on Facebook and it grew. But this one is like hands-on. I'm like, we're meeting once a month and we're, you know, feeding a community when we can. It's just an awesome way to just bond because, you know, if you know Georgia, everybody from everywhere is moving here.
Yep.
And they're trying to find their tribe.
That's amazing. That's a good testimony because sometimes you get the idea, similar to me doing a podcast, similar to me writing my book. I was just home and the thought kept popping up in my head. And I'm like, who am I to write a book for women? And it just would, the thought would not leave. And at that point I said, okay, God,
yes,
I'm going to do it.
That's how you know you're supposed to do it.
Yes, I'm going to do it. And here I am. And similar to even when I posted that request for podcast guests in the group, I was just home and the voice said, post this in the group. And I said, nobody's going to respond. And it just came flooding. It's like a floodgate wide open. And so I'm like, woo, I have to close my calendar now. This is.
Yeah, God said, don't dare me because I'm going to prove you wrong.
That's exactly what it was. All right. So you have a business called Paparazzi Accessories. What is that and what do you sell?
So it's basically costume jewelry.
Okay.
It's a lot of us all over the country. It's a lot of us. And when I found out about it, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, $5 jewelry? Where?
Oh.
And when you look at it, I'm wearing some of it now. So this necklace right here is a part of the collection. These earrings, feather earrings, are a part of the collection. It started off as $5. Everything $5. And, you know, the economy is, you know, everything is going up. So they decided to go up to $8. But it's still, you cannot beat $8 costume jewelry. And when you look at it, it doesn't look cheesy or nothing like that. It's stuff that women, everyday women, can afford. If you can afford, you can afford this piece of jewelry.
Yes. Wow.
And I want to love jewelry. So I was like, why not?
Yeah, I probably need to check out your, do you have a website for that?
I have a website. And then actually the room I'm in is full of jewelry.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you ship them yourself and everything.
I ship it, and then if you order from my website, you know, they will ship, the corporate office will ship it.
Okay, okay. So if people order from, like, TikTok, you ship those out.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and let's go back a little bit to your book. What is your book about, and is it, I know you mentioned poems, but walk us through what your book is about and the purpose of it.
So the book is called Pieces of Me, and it's poetry based on my life experiences. So I have, like, family situations in there. I have a piece about, you know, when I had an abortion. I had two abortions in my 20s. I have that in there. And I have just stuff that occurred that I feel like every woman can relate to in that book. And it's not a real big book, but it's a nice size book where, you know, you can get a gist of the things that I've been through. So it's called Pieces of Me. It's now on Amazon. And like I said, I am overdue for another book.
Yes. Well, ladies, if you want to learn more about Adrienne, you definitely know where to find pieces of her. It's on Amazon, yes. So check that out. But, you know, you're not just going to slide in abortion and we not talk a little bit about it. There's a lot of discussion and conversation around abortion and women feeling as if their bodies do not belong to them. It belongs to the government. What's your take on that?
Well, I will say, first of all, I am not proud of those two abortions. I will say that. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody is proud to go through something like that. However, that point in my life, I had to think, okay, this was after my divorce. So I had to think, like, okay, I don't have any family. It's just me, and I'm trying to just figure things out. And the people that I connected myself with, were they somebody that I could possibly see my future with? No. So, you know, that's where those two abortions came out of, just thinking like, this is not going to go well. You know, just knowing that, okay, you put yourself in that situation. I know. Yeah. However, we've all put ourselves in situations we're not proud of.
Yeah.
But that's what came out of that. And, you know, It happened. It happened.
It happened. You made the best decision for yourself at that time. So I guess the advice would be to women that they should make the best decision for them.
Yeah. But I will say that, you know, there are other situations that are out of your control too. And, you know, there's stuff that other people force on you. I'll just say that. Other people force situations on you. And in that case, you have to make that decision. Do you want to relive those decisions that caused that? And I guess that's what the government is saying. Like, you know, you can't do this. But what if it's a decision that was forced on me? You know, you have to think about those things.
Yeah. So, guys, it seems like the little shy girl that grew up very sheltered with her minister dad and pastor mom, or the vice versa, got married at 18 and got divorced and said, listen, I am free. I am free. Let me go see what's out here. I want to have some fun.
Yes.
That's what I've read.
And if I can't answer, and if I can't add one more thing in between, you know, me looking for love in all the wrong places, my oldest son, his father didn't want him to live with me at that time after we divorced. So that was a whole nother hurt piece that I had to live with. So looking for love in all the wrong places, I felt like I wanted a do-over, you know, not that I didn't. Yeah. Still have a relationship with my oldest son, but I wasn't in his life like I knew I should have been. So I had another son, and this time it was out of wedlock. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, married, have a son, not married, have another son, because you feel like, okay, I need a do-over. And that's how that happened. Yeah.
Wow. And that's a real piece too. A lot of times women don't realize, or people in general don't realize, the hurt of not losing, because of course your child is still alive. Uh-huh. But I interviewed another lady 2 weeks ago, and her three kids are with their father. And that is actually driving her crazy, because she don't even know where they are. And so she put her entire self in work just so that she isn't focusing too much on it. And a lot of people don't have work and businesses to focus on, so they seek the love and attention elsewhere. So,
But I can honestly say I am a proud mom of a senior in college. My oldest is senior in college. He graduates next year, and I believe he's going to be on, you know, valedictorian, because he's been on a dean list since he's been in college. So I'm a proud mom.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I guess his father did well with him then.
Yes. And I will say me and him are closer than we've ever been right now.
That's good. So I'm happy to hear that. Let's shift gear to, we spoke about the little shy girl. Mm-hmm. What would you tell her? Know that you are where you are. What would you tell that little shy girl that was growing up?
Don't let people walk over you. Mm. Because I can honestly say that little shy girl that I was back then, I let a lot of people walk over me. And that wasn't okay. It's not until you meet people or you have people in your life that say, it's okay to speak up. It's okay to have a voice. It's okay to become, you know, it's okay to become. So back then, being shy and that little girl, you know, she didn't know who she was. She didn't have a voice. Nobody told her she had a voice. Even though, you know, I had parents that were in church, you know, I was just that little shy girl that was just feeling her way. I was just feeling my way.
Well, guys, do not let anybody walk over you. Whether you're shy, bold, take Adrienne's advice. Do not let anybody walk over you.
No.
There's one thing I wanted to go back to. So you mentioned when you got your divorce and you were out here on your own. Was there ever a thought for you to go back home to your parents?
Actually, I did go back to my mom. I did drive 11 hours back to be with my mom for at least, 6 months. You know, just so I can see, what am I going to do with my life? So, of course, she like, take however time you want. I just stayed there. And then when it was time to go, I just went right back to, my life of becoming. With all the trial and error, I still went back because I didn't want to feel like I was abandoning my kids. I didn't want to feel like, I was giving up. So you have to run back and prove that, I can do this. God is with me. And that's what I did.
Okay. Well, for the woman listening today who feels stuck in the past, what encouragement do you want to leave with her?
Being stuck in the past is, it's not a good place to be in. Because number one, when you're stuck in the past, you can't move forward. There's no way to move forward if you're going to be stuck in the past. So I would tell that woman, pray. Get yourself around some women that can pour into you. Some positive women, some like-minded women. Not women that can relate to your brokenness. Because a lot of times we get around women that we feel like they're cool. No, get around some women that are smarter than you, that are wiser than you, and that can pour into you. You don't need somebody that's just like you. No. You have to move forward, and your mindset has to be forward, not in the back. You can't move forward looking in the rearview mirror.
Can't do that. Definitely, guys, do not trauma bond. Do not find friends who are going through the same thing. And I've been there, so I know what that is like to just focus on friends who are going through the same thing. Because what happens? I'm a firm believer in law of attraction.
Yeah.
And if you constantly sit and replay the same thing over and over, even though you're saying, this is what I don't want, you know what's going to happen? You're constantly attracting that energy.
Yes.
So when you're around friends who constantly speak about men being bad, men being this, men being that, you're just going to continue to attract those bad men or men when you know, whatever. So ensure that you're finding married couples to associate yourself with. Finding people who are in a better position or a position that you yourself want to get to so that you can be inspired as opposed to just being stuck. So thank you so much for
that. Absolutely. Yeah. Because, that's when it comes, when they say women can't get along because, we're constantly trying to compete. Well, if we was to pour into each other, and not try to compete with each other and actually tell each other the truth, then we could probably do a lot more as a sisterhood. Like, I have a best friend that has known me through everything, through the divorce, through the abortion, through everything. And four out of five, she's about the only one that has continued to be my friend through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, we are dedicated to just sharing and telling each other the truth. And that's what you need. Yeah. You don't need girlfriends that are going to lie to you just to kick it. Like, no, I need you to be honest with me. And I need you to push me forward when I need to be pushed.
Yes, facts. And I tell my friends all the time, even when I ask a question, I ask straight up, I say, listen, be honest. Tell me. I can deal with it. Because if you're going to lie to me constantly, I'm not going to move forward because I don't know what I'm doing wrong or right. So just take that advice, women. If you have girlfriends, like sometimes I see women out and I'm like, ain't no way the friends that are standing there with her and tell her that you're not looking right. Something is wrong with that outfit while standing there looking nice. And come on, we got, as women, we got to maintain that system. Tell our sisters where they're going wrong. If there's an outfit that even though they like it, you can point out, hey, this pants is a little bit too small. Pull it up or something. But Adrian, you're married. You're married now. So real quick, walk us through being divorced, meeting ain't no men.
Yes.
And and now being married, what was that journey like finding love after all the things that you've been through?
It was refreshing.
Yeah.
But I will say, you know, when you're in that place where you've been trying to just find love out of a void and just trying to find somebody that's going to be, you know, loyal and all of that, it's scary because then you don't want to trust anybody. You don't want to trust anybody. And I can honestly say, me and my husband, my now husband, we have been together for over 11 years. And we just got married in 2022.
Okay.
So it's been a rough ride. I'm not going to say it's been easy. It's been a rough ride. But I will say that he's been there no matter what. When my son was two, you know, there was one situation I can literally say, you know, you don't find that often. I had to go to work and, you know, daycare is like expensive.
Yeah,
it's expensive. So at the time, my son was two and he was, you know, we had not even been friends or been an item for not even 6 months. And, you know, he seen that I was in a bind and he was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Take him with me. I know you got to go to work. I'll take him with me. And to know that, you know, he offered to do that, you know, not no man's going to offer to take any kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are men that are out there to say, you know what? I see you're trying to, you know, make a way for your kids. Let me be of service. And that's what kind of man he came into my life. And he has been that way the whole time.
That's good. And that's definitely refreshing. So we need more men like that. I know we're in an age of men stepping back and stepping down and women stepping up. And so challenge exists now to find real men. But I know they're still out there. I know there's men who won't sit and watch their woman struggle. Yeah. I'm glad you were able to find one of those first, one of those men. So
it wasn't easy to trust though, because I'm like, okay, I haven't, you know, it's just hard to trust when you've been through so much. So it wasn't easy to trust. It took a lot of God, me trusting God, like, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. You know, so yeah.
I know. I'm doing it right now. I'm living, that's my life right now, trusting. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but again, it comes with healing. So once you feel like you're not using the past traumas as your navigation, then you are able to discern the red flags from early. Not that you are not trusting, but you're using your intuition. You're detecting these red flags and you're setting your boundaries better. So that's where healing comes in. So I encourage women to take the time to heal so that you can have a clear eyesight going into this situation.
It will be
all
worth
right,
it.
So it will be worth it at the end, yes. Well, Adrian, this has been such a powerful conversation.
Yeah.
And we're almost at the end. But before we wrap up, I want to do something fun.
Okay.
Are you ready for rapid reflection questions?
Sure.
All right, let's get it. So, number one, what's the biggest lesson 2025 has taught you so far?
To trust myself a little bit more. You know that despite what may be going through, you may be going through, you have to trust yourself that everything will be okay. Because sometimes I have anxiety sometimes, and I have to trust that, okay, God got me. It's going to be okay.
Yes, it's going to be okay. Just remember that. Trust yourself and believe that God got your back and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes. All right. If you could sit down and have dinner with any woman of faith, past or present, who would it be?
A woman of faith?
Uh-huh.
There's so many.
Or any woman at all.
I will tell you who my mentor is. My mentor is who I've actually got to meet at least one time. It's Lisa Nichols. I'm not sure if you know who she is. Yes. I love Lisa Nichols. And, you know, just hearing her just empower and inspire other women. And I think that's where I get it from. You part of it. Because I know that, you know, God pours into us different ways. But she is one of my mentors, Lisa Nichols. She is so powerful. And she has a story in within herself, you know, telling about how her and her son was down and out. And now she's a millionaire, wow. You know, walking, you know, speaking across the country. So I really admire her.
I'm claiming it. I'm going to be a millionaire. My son will be good. Putting it out there in the atmosphere. It's coming. Okay. All right. Well, finish this sentence for me. My purpose is?
My purpose is empowering women all across the country.
Yes, love it. And if you could title this episode, what would you title it?
Picking up the pieces.
Picking up the pieces. So she has a book called Pieces of Me. Mm-hmm. And now the pieces are there. Ooh, I love it. Now she wants to pick up the pieces. That's amazing. Well, this has been an awesome conversation. I really, really enjoyed. I'm sure the ladies are going to find pieces of this. See what I did there? Yes. Pieces of your story to resonate with. And I can't wait to share with them. So, is there any social media or any project that you have coming up that you'd like to share?
I will say this weekend, and this was a total shock to me when I found out. This weekend, I will be honored as Women Who Rock Trailblazer Award based on my women's group that I've had for 11 years. There was a woman that's been following me all that time, and she is honoring me and my girlfriend that I started the group with. So we will be flying to Philadelphia to get our award.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome. And you see, you just never know who's watching, who's listening.
You just never know. You just never know. That's amazing. Yeah.
Do you want to share anything for anyone to keep up with you?
I am working on a YouTube. Well, I have a YouTube channel up, but I am just looking to be more consistent in just speaking to other women, you know, just empowerment and all of those things. So pray for my blueprint. It's almost ready, but when it's out, you can go to LadyDestiny.com. That's my alter ego, Lady Destiny.
LadyDestiny.com. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Ladies, whoever is listening this, if you have not yet subscribed, please go ahead and do so. Share it with a friend and leave us a comment. Let us know if this episode blessed you in any way or moved you in any way. We'd love to hear it. If you know someone that this resonates with, then please go ahead and share it with them. Remember, my book is coming out. I have set a date for December, but if you want to keep up, just continue to follow me. I will put out more information as to how you can pre-order. Also, if you are moved by this episode, remember you can donate to keep the podcast going. So the link will be in the description as well. Check out my affirmation cards. They're coming out as well very soon. I'll drop those links, the bio in the description once it's ready for sale. And also, check out my t-shirt line. So a lot of fun things going on, guys. Support the movement.
Are you having a book sign?
I am going to set a launch date. So once I set that launch date, the way that I want to do my book launch this year is to invite other authors to show up and be a part of it. So it's going to be a whole grand plan. I'm not exactly sure what that process is going to look like, but I'll definitely invite you if it's something
that you want. Let me know. I would love to be a support.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for watching another episode of The Blueprint. Please subscribe to my channel, like, comment, and share this video. Until next week, take care. Bye.